U.S. greater than people in DACA rather die at home than going to hospital. Here's why. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us World of Buzz People in DACA rather die at home than going to hospital. Here's why news. People in DACA rather die at home than going to hospital, here's why. Elderly Majin sings Bahasa Jiwa Bangsa fluently and wins over the internet. Man introduces genius way to register your details while still following SOP. Axia fails to stop at junction, rams into a canary and flips it over. After 135,000 deaths in America, Donald Trump finally wears a mask. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiach. Here's what happened. Muji files for bankruptcy in the USA. Dr. Noor Hisham poses next to inspiring mural dedicated to Malaysia's heroes. People features lifestyle. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade. Here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although the number of COVID-19 cases are still on the rise globally, Bangladeshis are refusing to enter hospitals despite having enough beds to support the cases in Dhaka. It has been reported by CNA that the locals there are simply scared to go to the hospital. Some patients even revealed that they would rather die at home than at the hospital. Bangladesh is at about 180,000 cases with roughly 3,000 new cases added daily and the death toll is at 2,275 on Friday, July 10. In Dhaka itself, the ministry has allocated about 6,305 beds for COVID-19 patients and yet 4,750 beds are not being used. Even at the new 2,000-bed hospital that was built for COVID-19, only 100 patients are using the facility. While in Chittagong, which is now the hotspot for COVID-19, only half of its beds are currently filled. Both cities have a combined population of 25 million and 80% of the active cases in Bangladesh are from these two cities. The reason behind this hospital phobia is that the hospitals there are infamous for being unfriendly towards patients. There are even rumors of doctors and nurses who don't want to get physically close to patients because they are afraid that they will get infected. Because of this, most of the patients prefer to be treated at home even if it means not getting the full proper treatment. Also read, netizens have been sending hateful messages to the wrong Rehan Kabir, here's his story. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.